Jerry Bader Show, 954, talking about the bullying case in Florida. The girl apparently driven to taking her own life over the massive cyberbullying. And one of the girls responsible posted, yeah, she killed herself. I don't give a bleep. And bleep being the F-bomb, which is prompting the sheriff. He's outraged by that. He wants to charge the parents. Monica in Lena. Monica, thanks for waiting. Go ahead.
Hey, Jerry. I think that one of the other parts that's really not being talked about here is just the lack of two-parent households. And I don't know what the girl who killed herself situation was or the girls who were bullying her was. But I know statistically people are more prone to be bullied if they come from single-parent homes. And you're also more prone to bully if you come from a single-parent home and more prone to commit suicide. And so I think it's just part of the culture has become a not only valuing life. We don't have a culture that values life in this country right now. But on top of that, when you have a child that's coming home to a household that doesn't have a stability there, they may be less likely to tell their parent that bully is going on. Or they may be taking out that frustration or that anger or that selfishness on other kids because maybe they're not getting something at home.
I'll say this, Monica, and that is an interesting point. Thanks a lot for the call. I think a big part of it is, and off the air someone mentioned to Matt, who's producing the show today, that it's a lack of religion. All right, there is some truth to that. An emailer writes, we don't know the mental state of the woman who killed herself. She was 13. She wasn't a woman. I'm not saying, yes, parents are mostly to blame, should be held culpable. Plus, society is to blame. People who abuse internet rules should have their service taken away, so on and so on. Monsters, really? Jerry, you act like you had no idea this happens. No, I knew this. But I think the number is growing, and I think part of it is there are monsters who wouldn't behave like monsters if they had to do it in person all the time. It's like pedophiles or anything else online. There are more than there if you have to do this in person because you have this comfort zone. And I think we do have more cruel children than we did in previous generations. There have always been cruel kids. Just the way there are more fat kids than there used to be, there are more cruel kids. That's my belief. Josh on the road. Josh, go ahead. Oh, Tom. Tom in Appleton. I'm sorry, Tom, go.
Yeah, I think you're right about the parents accepting the responsibility. I have dealings with school kids quite a bit, and it seems like if I'm a friend, I'm going to be liked a lot more than if I'm a parent. And you kind of see that in the attitude the kids have with their parents if the parent is more of a friend than a parent. Because when they go out and try and do some discipline in that, the kids really, really get this ugly look on their face. So I think the parents, a lot of parents feel, I'd rather be liked than be disliked. And to do that, I have to be their friend and not their parent.
And the other thing, Tom, I think that goes into that then, is if you think of your child as a friend versus your child, you're also less likely to admit that they'll do something wrong.
Oh, that's for sure. And you got to wonder, too, they say that abuse filters down through the lines. You got to wonder if bullying does the same thing, if maybe a parent that doesn't accept that their child might be bullying might be a bully themselves or have been a bully.
And that's entirely possible. Tom, thanks a lot for the call. Josh on the road. Josh, go ahead.
Morning, Jerry. How are you?
Good.
This is a good topic. I think a little bit has to do, I don't know so much with girls, but with boys. I think that the school protects the bullies in a way by not letting children take care of themselves and the fact that the kids that are getting bullied can't punch a kid and break his nose anymore to make him stop. Because even when I was in school, I'm 26, even when I was in school, if a kid was bullying you and you hit him, you got in just as much trouble as he did, and he did it throughout the whole school.
See, that's interesting you point that out, because when I would tell my parents that I was being bullied, my dad's response was, well, here's how you fight back. It wasn't go to the school and deal with this. It was, here's how you fight back. And the other thing that you mentioned, girls, and I'm not saying that there haven't always been girl bullies. I think where you are seeing a large growth in this is girls with the internet cyberbullying. It's 9:58.